Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Have you ever stopped to look at the people around you? What they look like, the way they act, and how these things affect you? The chances are that you probably have, but it's your view from this point onwards that we're talking about today. This is known as othering. Every single person on planet Earth is different. Some of us share skin colour, religions, sexualities, but we're all still different. To people who other, this is a bad thing. Othering involves making an assessment and labelling individuals or groups of people with specific labels that sets them apart from everyone else. The reason why it's important to understand othering is because it drives division. Just because someone is different from you doesn't make them any less human. At the end of the day, we all share this world, and we all have a right to it. So why does othering happen? Well, it's always been the case that people have made judgments about others before knowing a thing about them since the dawn of time. It's still present today, and we still all do it. Just think about any time you saw someone walking down the street and you felt threatened by them. Any time you saw something online and thought whoever did that was stupid. Any time you thought someone looked a bit strange because of what they were wearing. We've all done it, there's no doubt about it. Thinking these things doesn't necessarily make you a bad person, it's just how the mind works. But if you're someone, or you know someone, who gives attributes to these same people because of a specific factor, then this is where it can become dangerous. Othering occurs in many forms, from liking people who like what you like, and dislike people who don't, all the way to deliberately distrusting people you don't know. Essentially what it is your own subconscious ignorance. We make split-second decisions without awareness and fueled by bias, and therefore we allow them to go unchallenged. And no one is safe from it either. Racism and sexism are arguably the two main types of othering. Typically, a racist will dislike and distrust someone of a different race because of the colour of their skin, where they come from, or the culture that they have or even haven't brought into the racist's life. To these people, the individual doesn't matter. What matters is the defining factor of difference. How you're different, and why that's a bad thing. But like I said, othering is widespread. You can experience age othering, religion othering, occupation, economic status, language, disability, and even hair colour and physical appearance othering. This is how it happens, but it doesn't end here. Othering isn't without its consequences. Just like most things in life, good or bad, there has to be something that comes out the other side, and othering is no different. Here are just a few of the downsides that come with consistent, harmful othering. First off, there's exclusion. Now, we've probably all been excluded from something at some point in our lives, and it's not a nice feeling to go through. So imagine what it's like to go through this exclusion based on a factor that you can't change. As othering marks out traits and factors that make people different, or at least not normal, it's easy to exclude these people from parts of life. It could be at school, at work, or just from day-to-day life. When people are excluded, then they may become isolated, potentially fueling more exclusion from other groups in other areas. Othering has a domino effect, and what exclusion can lead to is prejudice. Prejudice essentially means that you prejudge individuals and groups before you know them personally. racism and sexism often overlap into prejudice, as people make decisions on people purely based on one or two basic traits. What might start out as inclusion for a single individual might become prejudice for all individuals of similar groups. Prejudice is often driven by biases that we have, and because these biases can go unchallenged, they also lead to more serious consequences as a result of the domino effect, mainly discrimination. Now, discrimination is the unjust treatment of groups or individuals for specific reasons. The most common forms are often based around race, gender, religion, and age, but it can occur because of anything. The reason why discrimination is so bad is because serious societal changes can be made through discrimination of a certain group. Laws can be passed, making it harder for people who live a certain way to live their life peacefully and without difficulty. People in positions of power may be able to convince and justify their actions, but rather than unite people, what this actually does is divide them more, and it creates and stirs the pot for further discrimination and division between people. Othering isn't a good thing to experience, whether you catch yourself labelling people for a specific reason, or whether you experience labelling from others. It divides us, and drives a wedge between unity. But thankfully, it can be battled. So how do we stop othering? It's a sad thing to admit, but the likelihood of humans ever living in a total, peaceful society does seem like an illusion. That's not to say it can't happen on a small scale or that it never will happen, but there always has, and most likely always will be, division between people. Again, however, that isn't to say that nothing can be done to prevent or at least minimise this division. There are actions that you can take that can help to prevent it, whether it's yourself who does this, or making other people do it. For starters, everybody's an individual. No two people on Earth are the same. People might look alike, sound alike, think alike, but this doesn't mean that they are the same. As I said at the beginning, we all have a right to share this world and live happily. The place of your origin, the religion you subscribe to, or the person you are, or who you want to become, shouldn't, and more importantly doesn't, take away from that right. Everyone is born equal, so treat everyone as your equal. Language is a common cause of offence for many people. Given that language is constantly changing and updating, it's easy to see why. However, it still doesn't change the fact that you should at least try to be aware of what people might find offensive. You might say something that is offensive, and it's okay if it's purely accidental, we all make mistakes, but if you or someone you know deliberately chooses language that is meant to insult and offend people with the hopes of excluding and hurting them, then this is an issue that needs to be solved. And of course, diversity isn't just a case of having people from multiple different backgrounds, religions, cultures, and races all living within the same place. It's what it does to other people. Diversity has many benefits. We can learn and embrace other cultures, understand their history, and better our own cultures and lives from them. If you're still not convinced of what diversity can do for us, and just think about food. Italian, Chinese, Indian, Thai, Mexican are a great example of the positives that diversity can bring. We can experience other cultures, add to our own, and form tighter, stronger relationships with people around the world. But to fight othering, we have to look inwards as well. So well and good being aware of what you're saying to people and understanding that people are all individuals. But it's all in vain if you don't know what makes you think in that way. Understanding the reasons behind thinking in a certain way about a certain group can help you to avoid othering, and, potentially, help you to do the best thing available to stop it. That is speaking up. Speaking up when you see something wrong is the best thing you can do to fight othering. Calling people out on their biases and discrimination, making them aware that their thinking and mindset, as well as their actions, are unacceptable, and just because someone has a different colour of skin, a different sexual orientation, and a different view of life, doesn't mean that they're any less human. Doesn't mean that they should be treated differently. Othering is all about your mindset, how you view others, and how you act on those thoughts. It's important to know the risks of othering, given just how dangerous it can be, but it's equally important to know how to prevent it from happening. As I've said, through time, there's always been division, and in the future, it'll most likely be there too. But that doesn't mean we can't do something about it. If we can learn how to accept each other for where they come from, the culture they stick to, the things that they believe in, just accepting people for being people, then we can counter othering. And if we can do that, the world will be a better place for it.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.